something out about someone else that you never knew about them. I mean, for example, I don't know if anybody actually managed to fill in the burping the alphabet, but please come and see me for prayer afterwards. What is the Connect Course? The Connect Course is something we run here at Fullwood because, as many of you will know, during a normal Sunday morning, if there ever is a normal Sunday morning, we have Junior Church for primary school age children, and we have Ignite, which meets in the other room at the back. And if you're sitting on that side of church, you can usually hear the music coming through the wall. And what we realized was it's a big step for young people to go from out there to in here to meet with you lovely people. That's a massive step. And so we created the Connect Course, which is a six-week program that basically looks at what it means to be part of church. That church actually has a purpose. That church is about a wider family. And that each of us can actually belong to something that's bigger than ourselves and our own family. And you know, belonging is massively important to each and every one of us. We all want to belong in some way. We want to fit in with those around us. We want to feel that we're part of something bigger. We want to know that we're valued, that we have an identity, that we can actually say, I belong here. This is where I'm meant to be. I wonder, has anybody seen the film Toy Story? Great film. There's been three of them, but we're looking mainly at the first one this morning. At the beginning, you were actually listening to a song. I don't know whether you could hear it over all the noise of, will you sign this, will you sign this? But we were listening to a song that's called, from the third film, called We Belong Together. And there's some great words in there. But as we played Autograph Squares, that song was being played. And did anybody actually learn anything new about or meet someone for the first time this morning playing that game? So if you met somebody new, put your hand up. If you found out something you wish you didn't know about someone, put your hand up. Okay. I had loads of, because my kids know lots about me. And so they were sending all their friends to me because I once actually did, and some of you know this, meet a member of the royal family and had tea with him. And he's lovely and he still smells good. Anyway, that's a different story. But I wonder if in the film Toy Story, whether you can remember how the little boy Andy makes sure that everybody else knows that the toys belong to him. Does anybody remember what he does? Sam? He writes his name on the bottom of the foot of the toy or somewhere on the toy. He puts Andy in big felt tip letters and says, this is mine. This is my toy. It belongs to me. Nobody else. However, when nobody's looking and when Andy's gone to sleep or he's out the room, if you've seen the film, it's amazing. The toys actually come to life and start to do silly things. Now, Woody the cowboy and Buzz Lightyear, who's the new super duper toy that Andy got for his birthday, both end up in a lot of trouble. And they end up in the house next door where this kid who destroys toys lives. And they end up in a situation where Buzz ends up is going to be fired in the morning on a firework. And Woody has been put underneath a crate and can't get out. And Buzz is starting to realize he's not really a real life space ranger. That actually all he is a toy. We're now going to watch a clip of what happens next. Another note to self, never show another video clip because every time you get back up, they all go, You have to go home and watch it. It's great. Buzz started to understand where he belonged when he looked at the bottom of his foot and saw that Andy had written his name there. So often we can think we don't belong. We don't fit in. We're not good enough as those people around us. That actually, what we try to do with the Connect course is actually show each and every young person that comes through is that they are as important as anyone else in church. Because it's not about what we can do, but it's about what God wants to do in and through us. That when we accept that God, we actually belong to God, that actually that makes the difference. Because if we offer ourselves, and what, we all come in different shapes, sizes, skills, abilities, ages, but we all have a part to play in God's church. So how do we know we can belong to God? Do we have God's name written on the bottom of our foot? Well, shall we have a quick look? If you have a quick look at the bottom of your foot, is God's name on the bottom of your shoe? Or you might actually want to take your shoe off and have a look. I'm just going to do it on my foot now. Let's just have a look. It's not on the bottom of my shoe. It's not on the bottom of my... Sorry, folks over there, you can't see. It's not on there, is it? Let's have a look. Hold your nose, front row. Oh, look. This is going to hurt. Wouldn't it be amazing if we actually had God's name on the bottom of our foot? Those mornings when we woke up and thought, oh, I can't be bothered today. You look down at your feet and God had written his name there. Wouldn't that be great? But it doesn't happen like that, does it? So how can we know? Well, one way we can know, so I'm going to have to put my sock back on now, is that actually God himself has actually written our name or engraved his name on the palm of his hands. If you read from Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16, it says this, "See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands." How amazing is that? That God has written your name on his hands. If we have accepted what Jesus, God has done for us through Jesus, your name is actually written on his hand. And he will never forget you. On the screen is a picture of the banner that the banner team did a few years ago. And on all the names that are written on there are names of folk sitting in here right now. So I'm just going to try and put my shoe back on. And it just goes to show how important that it is that Christ has died for us, for each and every one of us. That's how important you are. That's how much God wants you to belong to him and show you how much you are loved. And another way we know that we belong is the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And the Apostle Paul talks about this and gives a great picture of what the church and everyone should be like if they are in Christ. And I'm now going to invite Lauren, Hannah, Vicky and Luke to come up and read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Today's reading is from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 to 27. The human body has many parts,
but the many parts make up one whole body.
So it is with the body of Christ.
Some of us are Jews.
Some of us are Gentiles.
Some are slaves.
And some are free.
But we have all been baptized into one body and by the one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit.
Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says,
I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand,
that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says,
I am not a part of the body because I am not an eye,
would that make it any less a part of the body? Or if the whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything?
But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it only had one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand,
I don't need you.
And the head can't say to the feet,
I don't need you.
In fact, some parts of the body that seem the weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honourable are those we clothe with the greatest care.
So we carefully protect those parts that should be seen.
While the more honourable parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honour and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members.
So that all the members care for each other.
If one part suffers,
all the parts suffer with it.
And if one part is honoured,
all the parts are glad.
All of you together are God's body, and each of you are a part of it.
So we've just been looking at what it means to belong and just heard an amazing message from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth about how we actually need to know we belong to each other. And to kind of illustrate this a little bit, I want to play a little game. And so what the guys from the Connect course are going to do is they're going to come out with different letters of the alphabet. And if you'd like to take part in the game, put your hand up and they'll come and give you one of the cards. So guys, you can come and put your hands up. Put them up high so we can see them. So what we're going to do is this. They're going to come round with the cards. I just need to check where M and W are going to be because we may end up with two M's or two W's because they look, if you turn them the wrong way up. Okay. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to shout, I'm going to go through the alphabet and gradually we go through it quicker and quicker to see if you can actually keep up. So when I shout out your letter, you raise it up high. And we'll see how quick we can go. Hannah, there's two there. Okay. And I'm glad I've got it on the screen now as well, because I'm like, I'll get it wrong otherwise. So, we'll go through. A. Where's A? Actually, we just need to check. Has anybody got, who's got M? M for mother, sorry. M. We've got no, somebody's either, we've got, all right, well, who's got the two W's then? There's one. Okay. At the back, turn yours, that's it, fantastic. You're now an M. And you're the W. Okay. Could have got very confusing. So, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, all the way up. L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X. Where's X? Oh, hey, hello, X. This is really hard. Y and Z. Right. We're going to do it quicker this time. Are you ready? I'm trying to remember where they all are now. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. Q. R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Right, I actually think we're missing a couple of letters here. Can everybody that's got a letter please come and stand up here in alphabetical order? We'll have A here and Z over here. So come and stand up. Let's move this back. Oh, no. Come and stand up on here if you can, folks. Right the way across. So A here, that's it. A, B, come and stand up here all in line, quickly. This is where you realise how good the education system really is. Joel, turn it round please, because you need to be able to show everybody else. So let's look, we've got A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Right, Tim, where are you? Are you going to be able to manage? You want to come over this way? Super. Right. So let's have a look. Now then, I think we're missing a couple. We've got A. When I shout it out, raise it up. We've got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. There's no I. Right, keep going. So we're missing I. J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T. No, U. V, W, X, Y, and Z. Well, actually, you see, the two things are missing are you and I. You know where I'm going with this, don't you? So if I'm going to be, I'll be I, if that's all right. No, actually, who would like to be I? Do you want to come out? Anybody see where the U is? Okay. Do you want to go and get it? See, in order for the alphabet to be complete, for any group to be complete, for church to be complete, God needs and wants you and I. We all have a part to play, and that's part of what we were showing in the Connect course, is that it's not about just coming and being and feeling you belong, is that God has gifts and abilities that he might actually want to give each and every one of us, if we are willing, to help us be his church. That we can all encourage each other and work together to be his community in our neighborhood, in our nation, and in our world. And give him the glory for what he does in and through us. So, right, let's do this really quick. We've got all the letters now, haven't we? Where's I? Where's you? Okay, let's see how quick we can do this. I'm going to stand back here a bit, folks. You ready? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Thank you very much. If you'd all like to go and sit back down, thank you. You can keep hold of your letters if you want to. Just as I now come to a close, and in a moment we're going to present each of the Connect members with a Bible and a certificate. Can I encourage you to encourage them as they make that massive step from being in there to now realizing and exploring what it now means to belong here in the wider church? And for you this morning, that might be a question you're asking yourself. Where do I actually belong? And you may never have thought about whether you actually belong to God or not. You might be actually sitting there this morning and thinking, I'm not good enough. Well, that's great, because you're not. You are not good enough to belong to God. But God loves you so much that he was willing for his son to come and die for you. Because he loves you that much and wants you to be with him. And you may well ask the question as well, where does God want me to play my part in the really important things in life? Where does he want me to play my part in the worship of him? Where does he want me to play my part in caring for those in our wider community? What does he want me to say when it comes to campaigning for justice? What does he want me to do or to say to people that help support and encourage others in times of their need? What does it mean for me to belong to his church and to belong to him? You and I need to be involved. If life and this church and the church of God is to be complete. We all have a part. We can all belong to God, young and old, tall and small, those with amazing, huge skills and those with just but a few. God wants each and every one of us. And it's all of us are important to God. And the aim is going on and growing on in Him and giving the glory back to Him and growing in our faith wherever we go, whatever we do, knowing wherever we are, wherever we go, God is already there, ready and waiting for us. Whether, like some of the Connect guys go on to college or university or into work, or even whether they stay at home, we want them to know God goes with them and wants them to carry on growing in Him. Because each of us is as much as a needed part of His church as anyone else. We're as much a part of His plans as anyone else. Because as it said in that passage, even the weaker parts, those that we think are of the least, are just as important. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank You that when we open up Your word, we can see how much we mean to You. So as we read Your word, we can see that our names are written on Your hands. That if we find that we don't belong anywhere else, we can belong with You. And that is more important than anything else. And Lord, I just pray as we now present these Bibles to these young people who have gone through the Connect course. Lord, I pray for each of them that they would continue to grow in You. That they would know that they belong here in Your presence as part of Your church and that they are important to us as much as anyone else. Lord, as we leave here today, may we know that You go with us, that we can belong to You, that we can ask that question, where am I going to play my part in the plans that You have for me? We ask all this in Your holy and precious name. Amen. I'm now being handed a bunch of Bibles. I've invited this group, David Wiles, they're all part of his cell group, so we've asked David if he'll come and share with them. I'm going to land her in it right on the spot. Rebecca, were you part of that group as well? Would you like to come up as well and help hand these Bibles out, please? So you've got to come and stand up here now. So, do you want to...
Daniel, Johns, come on down. I don't know how to say this. Paige Bevington. So good at the front there. Well done, excellent. Vicky Cowling.
Let's pray for them. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for these seven young people. Lord, we just pray that you would pour out your Holy Spirit upon them, that they would know that they are as important in this church as anyone else. Lord, by your Spirit, would you start to encourage them and show them the gifts and the abilities that you have given them. Lord, as they've already started the search for the Connect course, may they start to fan into the flame some of those gifts and abilities that you've now placed into their lives, that they recognize that they already have because you've already started a work in them. Lord, may we as the wider church encourage them and be there for them and speak to them that they would know they are part of your church and that they are loved. We thank you and we praise you for each and every one of them. Amen. Thanks, guys.